to be with you tonight.
I feel like reading from John 10 and 8, all who came before me were thieves and robbers. But I won't. We're going to read tonight in, if you would please, in Romans chapter 1. Just a few verses in Romans chapter 1. And in all due respect, they told me I would have 15 to 20 minutes. But we'll try to get done right on time. Romans chapter 1 and verse number 15. So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, for the Jew first, and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For any who have looked through the years for what they would consider a life verse for the Apostle Paul, among the many choices that we could take and make, this is one of them. And I want to leave it with you this evening in your hearing, especially to the younger people. And by the way, I have just come into possession of a watch. I like this. Katero, is this yours? Where'd he run off to? Whose watch is this? Mine now. I like it. Anybody else want to leave a watch up here? I'll get it Sunday. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes. It's one of those verses that you can take in a variety of ways. Tonight I just want to try two ways. First of all, in case there is anybody here, even a younger person, and you've never had that moment in your life when you came to the Lord Jesus and accepted Him as your Savior, I can tell you that every single Christian in this room tonight will of a truth gladly say exactly what Paul said. It is the power of God, this business of the gospel, unto salvation to everyone who believes, and thank God for it. We live in a very confusing age. I have often said, I kind of feel sorry, to be honest, for those who are younger today. It is tough for you to grow up in the world in which you are. You may think that us older folks don't understand that, and I can promise you that we do. And I'll give you a little hint why. When I was growing up, it was harder for me to grow up than it was when my parents grew up. And when my parents grew up, it was frankly harder for them than it was when their parents, my grandparents, grew up. And we could go on till midnight talking about the various generations. And the bottom line is this, the world is just spiraling downwards. But today it's worse. And it's only getting worse. Every generation has had their temptations. Every generation has had the things that have been introduced to it that were not good for us. Every generation has faced them. They change with time, but it's still the same thing. And the wise man could write, there's no new thing under the sun. And when it all is said and done, there really isn't. There are new ways to sin. There are new manifestations of sin, but sin has been around since the dawn of human creation, when Adam and Eve fell in the Garden of Eden. And sin has always plagued the human race. And every person that has ever walked since Adam needs forgiveness of sin. And thank God, somewhere around 2,000, a little less perhaps than 2,000 years ago, the very Son of God Himself died for us at a place called Golgotha, the cross of Calvary. And for 3 hours, His own creatures did everything nasty that they could to Him. But then God took over. And in those 3 hours of blackness, He bore our sins in His own body on the tree. Now to the younger ones here tonight, you don't need me to tell you this. I could go one by one as far back as I could see and recognize faces and have people, the older ones, stand up. And I would just ask them a simple question. Tell us in 30 seconds or less, has the Lord Jesus made a difference in your life? Has the salvation of Jesus Christ that came through the gospel made a difference in your life? They wouldn't even need 30 seconds. They would need just 1 second to smile and say yes. And then I could start right in here amongst some of the older ones or some of even the younger ones that I know, sitting right in the front, and say, has this gospel of Jesus Christ made a difference in your life? And every person who has met Christ as Savior would absolutely say, indeed, yes, he has. Yes, he has. And so that's why Paul writes, I'm not ashamed of this message. I am not ashamed of it. In fact, later on in the Roman letter, he said that this very same message will never let you down. You can never be disappointed in the gospel. It's that powerful and that perfect of a message. And so in the middle of it tonight, I just want to tell anybody here, if there's even one person who has never accepted Christ as Savior, you never have to doubt the truth or the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because it is based on the reality of the story that the Lord Jesus bore our sins in his own body on the tree. And the gospel is simple. We are lost, and we cannot save ourselves. We are helpless, so we cannot help ourselves. Frankly, we are, spiritually speaking, hopeless, and we can find no help, no hope in ourselves or in anything else. It is the gospel of Jesus Christ, and its power is enormous. But my last thoughts tonight concern those who are saved. And I want to ask you, if you noticed again how the Apostle Paul stated this, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I am not ashamed. That's why I read verse 15, the verse before, because he said, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel. I am ready to preach the gospel to you, also to those who are in Rome. He always lived in an attitude of readiness to preach the gospel. And so because of that, he could say, I'm not ashamed of this message. In no way, shape, or form am I ashamed of it. And so I could go from younger Christians to older Christians tonight, and I would say this to them. Tell me something. Are you ashamed of the gospel? And every Christian would go, you've got to be kidding. No, of course not. Till I might then ask a follow-up question. Then how many people today did you talk to about that same gospel? And if you and I live our lives without ever sharing the gospel, can I ask you, my dear Christian friend tonight, what would the God of the universe have to assume? If you don't want to talk about it, if you do not want to share his son, he could only assume we must be ashamed of it for some reason or another. Some people will say, I'm not really ashamed of it, but I am maybe a little afraid of sharing it. I understand that. There's not everybody that is an extrovert that's outgoing. Some people are painfully shy. I understand that. But even shy people have one or two or three friends in their lives that need the Lord Jesus that they know well enough that they could very quietly just introduce the subject. Here's another part of it. Someone said, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, then our lives must be worth 1,000,000 words. Probably some truth to that. And so even when we aren't talking about the Lord Jesus or the gospel, I hope our lives are. And I hope our lives are loudly speaking of the change and the difference that has come into our lives when the Lord Jesus came in and saved our souls. I am not ashamed, says the Apostle Paul, not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is, notice that he didn't say, one manifestation of the power of God. No, he said it is the power of God to salvation, which goes hand in glove with a lot of other verses in the Bible that teach us that there's only one way to the Lord. And there is only one means that God has given to us that we might find our way out of the lost condition that we're in. And it is this glorious message of the gospel. The gospel in and of itself simply means good news. And I promise you tonight, it's not just good news, it's the very best of news. There is the negative side of the gospel, and it's this. We're lost, and we're on our way to a lost eternity. You can live and die, and God allows you to, without the Lord Jesus. But the other side of the gospel is that if you want hope, and if you want to be born from above, saved, have your sins forgiven, you can be, and you can be tonight. And once a person comes God's way, telling God, I am a sinner, I need men.